East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Police are investigating a case of rape following the arrest of a 45-year-old man in Westville. The suspect is accused of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl. Police say the Pinetown FCS unit helped Westville Crime Prevention track the man to a property in the suburb on Friday. SAPS provincial spokesperson Ntatu Ndlovu says the suspect ran from police and was chased on foot through properties before he was caught.
Upon their arrival at the location, the police noticed the suspect running away through the properties trying to evade arrest. The police members immediately gave chase on foot and successfully apprehended the suspect, who was hiding on a roof on one of the properties nearby. The suspect was arrested and detained at the Westville police station on a charge of rape and for further investigation.
As KZN's eastern region braces for extremely uncomfortable weather conditions, emergency responders are urging people to take extra care. Forecasters have issued an advisory for hot and humid conditions, warning the heat index could climb above 38 degrees Celsius in Durban and Maritzburg. ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson says it's important that you drink plenty of water, take regular breaks and avoid long periods in the sun.
Paramedics would like to urge everyone to please stay hydrated. Please carry enough water with you, as well as obviously if you are doing excessive work or excessive exercise, please to take some breaks and make sure that you rehydrate accordingly. So with this in thought, we also need to think of the elderly, the young, as well as animals as well. Obviously, the elderly and the young lose a lot more water when they actually are sweating.
And Venezuela's opposition leader Maria Machado says the capture of President Nicolas Maduro will go down in history as the day justice defeated tyranny. Machado, who won the Nobel Peace Prize last year, says she plans to return home as soon as possible. The opposition figure has been in hiding since Maduro's disputed re-election in 2024. The leader and his wife appeared in a New York court on charges including narco-terrorism and cocaine importation conspiracy, which they deny. In an interview with Fox News, Machado praised U.S. President Donald Trump for Maduro's capture.
I do want to say on behalf of the Venezuelan people how grateful we are for his courageous vision, historical actions he has taken against this narco-terrorist regime to start dismantling this structure and bringing Maduro to justice, which means that 30 million Venezuelans are now close to freedom.
Venezuela's parliament, which condemned Maduro's capture, swore in Delcy Rodriguez as interim president. Outside the legislature, thousands of people gathered to demand the leader's release. A recap of our lead story. Police are investigating a case of rape following the arrest of a 45-year-old man in Westville. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.